Chester Regional Medical Center. Wow. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Suze is here at the helm, and she's got the weather, and my co-host today is Randall Hemplin.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you?
I have known you for, what, 10 years?
Ever since I've been here, which is about the same time you've been here.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. And we're going to have a great time today. We got some great guests. And then we've got like an hour at 8 o'clock to discuss.
Oh, yeah, we got stuff to talk about.
Yeah, one of them's going to be Sturgis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really want to talk about Sturgis?
Yeah. Both of us have been there.
Yes, sir.
So, you, of course, were riding it tough.
Of course.
I rode with a little windscreen in front of me. You just rode battered to clear across the United States.
In fact, I wore more Sturgis shirt today, you know.
So. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I like that. Hey, Sue, what's the weather look like?
Today, sunny and warm with a high of 102 and a low of 70. Tomorrow's high, 107 with a low of 75. Now, for Saturday, an excessive heat warning will go into effect. Not like 107 isn't, but 110, possibly 111 for Saturday. And a low of 75, 108 for Sunday and Monday with lows in the 70s. And then for Tuesday, you can expect a high of 110, then 107 for Wednesday and 106 for Thursday with lows in the 70s. So, once again, extreme heat for the next week. It is currently clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 74, 73 in Anderson, 70 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 72 degrees in downtown Redding. On the roadways, we have a traffic collision at Hogue Road this morning in Red Bluff and a traffic collision, minor injuries at Gas Point Road and Happy Valley Road. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. Hey, the weather and the traffic report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. So, good morning, Randall. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, happy to be here.
Okay.
I'll be your Trish Clark today.
Ooh, okay. Well, she doesn't hug me anymore either.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hey, I'm here with Nigel Skeet and Brian Caples. Did I get that right,
Kate? You did, Kate.
And, okay, getting close to that microphone, even though you got a big voice, you know. And they're here for the California Adventure Academy, K-8.
Yes, we are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing?
Good
morning.
Long time. I'm cleaning my phone.
Okay, great. So tell everybody, if they didn't hear it last week, what's going on here? Because school's getting ready to start here.
School is starting, but we, when all this coronavirus stuff came down the pike. It didn't take long to hear the rumblings about the school and the school restrictions that were going to be put in place for the kids. And so myself and Ryan got together. Ryan Spitz, he should be here any moment now. He's probably running here.
So he's probably running here. He's probably this is the 25th mile in his 25 mile run.
Yeah, he started
today.
At 3 this morning, so he's doing good. But all the restrictions that were coming down for our kids, it wasn't something that we wanted to subject our kids to. So we decided we're going to homeschool our kids. And then we kind of, as you know, we've been working on this California Adventure District project for a number of years now, where we actually combine all the outdoor adventure activities.
And we had this huge event that was going to happen in July, where people from all over the world had already signed up to come in for this 335-mile run from Ocean to the top of to Mount Shasta.
Yeah, halfway up.
Yep.
Oh. So then we decided, well, what would happen if we was to merge the homeschool concept with the outdoor adventures that we have, and actually try and merge the curriculum with the outdoor adventure activity. And so we quickly put a few things together, and then we kind of wondered out loud if anybody else in the community might be interested in that. And it turns out there's a lot.
Well, now, this is kind of like the old one-room schoolhouse. Is that what we're looking at here? Brian, let me introduce Brian here. Brian has been a school superintendent in many places. I shouldn't say many, but Butte County, Siskiyou County, a couple other places.
Kirk County.
So you were probably instrumental in helping to get this thing started. To talk about, you know, what kind of education are we talking about for kids that go to this academy?
I think that's the important part of the whole concept of the California Adventure Academy is it gives parents the opportunity to decide and determine what their kids want, what they want their kids to learn, and what that looks like. So that's one thing that really, really kind of turned me on to the California Adventure Academy.
Okay, and what's the curriculum there?
The curriculum is a homeschool curriculum called Oak Meadow.
Okay.
And I know towards the end of the end of the previous school year, you know, a lot of parents were all of a sudden meant to be teachers, and we got to teach our kids the public school curriculum.
Yeah, I heard a lot of those teachers got fired for drinking during class.
That's right. So then we did our due diligence, and a lot of us haven't homeschooled before, but we met up with a lot of people who have homeschooled before, and the homeschool curriculum specifically is designed to empower the parent to teach their kids.
They have some control over what's being taught.
Absolutely. I mean, I'll just remember, I'll just recall one instant, you know, me and my girls, right?
Yeah, you have twins?
Twins. Yeah. Twins, 10 years old.
The 10-year-old twin girls who run your
life. And you realize as a parent when they're really young is they ask you 1,000 questions a day, right? So you're already a teacher from day one, but you just don't know it. And so it gets to that point where they reach a certain age to go off to public school, and you're pawning that teaching off to somebody else, and it's almost like it's autopilot. But what we don't realize is as parents that we are their primary teachers anyway. And so we specifically created a program to empower the parents to take control of the education for their children, but at the same time merging it with adventure curriculum, right? So paddling and mountain climbing and rock climbing and wilderness survival and all these other things.
Taught by experts in those fields.
And there are experts in those fields, but what we're going to do, or what we are doing now, is merging the adventures with the curriculum. So, for example, and the goal is for the kids to not even know that they're in school. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, for example, when somebody goes, when you take a kid out to do archery, well, there's math and science involved, right? So rather than have it just be a recreational activity, it actually becomes an educational activity, but a really fun one at the same time.
Well, you know, Brian, you've been in the education field for, even though you look like you could be a linebacker for, the New York Giants. Does that help when you're a superintendent?
It might.
It might. Okay.
It might. I'm unaware of it, but it may.
Now, do you have what is your part in this?
I've been basically consulting with Nigel and Ryan and helping them and working through any of the problems and the things that come up in the day to day of putting together a school. And one of the great things about this is it's a co-op, which comes from the term cooperation, where it's going to be a group of parents that are going to be working together, leaning on each other, asking each other questions, helping each other to work through this and provide a quality education for their children. There's also tutoring time, so there'll be time for people to drop off students or their children to get tutors from credentialed teachers that are experts in their field. So it's really a lot to it.
Also, and the parents don't have to learn these exotic skills, like rock climbing and all that's taught by somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Although some may want to learn.
But they can participate in it if they want, right?
Absolutely. So
the adults, I mean, now let me ask this after the break. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. That's right. Linda and I have been on that Sleep Number mattress, gosh, 6 years now, 5 or 6 years. And I can tell you we've never had a better night's sleep. Part of it is that you can adjust the firmness on that bed to what you want. My Sleep Number setting every night is 55. If I get really wild and crazy, I'll take it up to 70. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. But you can adjust that. You know what? Life is a compromise, but you don't have to compromise on the firmness of your mattress and how well you sleep at night. And there's so many tips on how to sleep better. But the results of a good night's sleep, you know, we're going through a health crisis right here. Well, I tell you what, a good night's sleep is one of those rounds of ammo you put in your magazine to stay healthy. A good night's sleep, and right now, they're having the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale for a limited time. Save 50% on a Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing now through Monday. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store. It's down in the Target Shopping Center over there by the vitamin shop. Go in, see what one feels like. See what it can do to enhance your sleeping. That's Sleep Number. 7:14 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the studios of Kinnear, phone lines here, 605-4567, and a big shout-out to SST Oil. They've been around here since 1967, been a huge success. It's an employee-owned company. They move oil and gas and fuel all over the western United States. But the big thing that they do at this time of the year is they make sure all of our firefighters, all the firefighting machines, all the bulldozers, earth movers, generators, chainsaws, they all have fuel out there and jet fuel for our helicopters and tankers going off is SST Oil, plus what they do in our local community here, how they support people. The thing about SST Oil, they also have a fuel card, CFN, that's good in over 60,000 different service stations. I've used this fuel card for years. Found gas in the middle of the Nevada desert in the middle of the night, and it worked on my SST CFN. pumped it right out.
It begs the question why you run around the middle of the desert in the middle of the night looking for gas.
Well, you know, I was heading to Pahrump, Nevada. I was going to a shooting school down there. It was kind of strange. Anyway, SST Oil, they're always looking for great employees, always looking for good employees. And drivers, if you're looking for a great job, you're looking for a change, give them a call at 530-241-1167. Randall Hemplin and I are here with the California Adventure Academy, with Nigel Skeen and Brian Caples. And now Ryan Spitz is just, you know, what are you, halfway through your 40-mile run today?
That's right.
Just get in front of it. Come on, get in front.
How's it going?
Okay, good, Ryan. We're talking about the concept of the school.
Yep.
And how what it is people are still homeschooling their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 times a week or whatever it is, they come in for tutoring. Mm-hmm. And more of an adventure series where they can kayak, learn to mountain climb, other things. What other types of events do you have?
So with that, you know, really wanting to kind of equip and upskill the homeschool dynamic. So knowing from a socialization standpoint, character building standpoint, how you can integrate curriculum with adventure, that's really where this adventure program holds a lot of weight. So they'll be doing activities for paddling, archery, rock climbing, sustainability, so kind of learning how to grow your own food and what that entails, hiking. What else are we doing?
I really liked it. Randall, I mean, growing your own food. I really like that concept,
mm-hmm.
The fact that they're being taught to be self-sustaining.
Yep, especially I think when a world right now where sort of de-empowerment and not really having kind of a worth dynamic to it, where now you have, you know, from seed to fruition, you're able to really foster the growth and be accountable and take ownership over it. And the whole process is just, for a kid, such a fun but powerful thing.
That's why I've always liked 4-H and FFA and those kind of groups.
Yeah, those are good.
They teach kids responsibility and ability.
Hey, yeah. I want to come down and teach school go bags. What they should have in their bag.
Yes.
When they go to school, you know, the get home bag and the little get home bag.
Mm-hmm.
They should have with them that any kid could carry.
You know,
yeah. Flashlights, sharp knives.
Yep.
Okay.
The wilderness survival piece is another big component that we're overlaying with it. So yeah, basic survival skills, and also the value system and character building that comes with that. Let alone who doesn't like to learn how to build shelter, track animals, and
Be able to start a fire.
Yeah.
You know, out in the wilderness, have the ability to do
it.
And put it out. Right. Safely start a fire out there.
Which one of our adventure program managers, Tyler, he's a firefighter EMT, so he's the perfect guy for the job.
Now, is everybody planning, Brian, is everybody planning on teaching in the same curriculum, the same home school, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So come on in here a little closer. I got Ryan, who's louder.
Yeah.
And I've got Brian.
The race director.
Back. The race director. Okay, and so tell people what the advantages are.
Yeah.
Because first of all, some kids are going back to school for 2 days a week.
Yep.
You've got Anderson. Is it Anderson that opened up for 5 days? Which one? One of our schools opened up for 5 days a week. Then you've got some for 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're off for 2 days a week. And others, it's a hodgepodge. But they're still getting some kind of curriculum from their schools, though, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. You can opt out of that into this homeschool curriculum and then get the socialization and the new activities, new learning experiences.
Absolutely. Yeah, which that's for us, you know, knowing initial solution and what kind of got this about was, okay, how with the landscape today and the environment today, how can we be a solution for parents, again, to have a freedom of choice and just options for a different way? So that's where we had kind of built out the homeschool-only track, which gives you the network of parents on the same curriculum plus our learning center, so our tutors who can support you with the curriculum. We have the adventure-only track. So if you're cool doing the school thing but you really want that extra level of adventure and socialization for your kids, you can opt in the adventure-only track.
To help keep them occupied, because, you know, in this last shut down, and with the distance learning, kids were just sad.
Oh, yeah. Isolation is a very toxic place to find yourself.
And since you can't have sports at schools, you can't have band, you can't have theater, you can't have choral. I mean, Randall, you know
that. You can't have Mean Girls either.
You can't have Mean Girls either.
Just for the psychological well-being of the child and adult.
Yeah.
We need that kind of play. Right. You can still take the classes from your school, Shasta Elementary or whatever, but then you can sign up for this.
Yeah.
And have your kids out socializing with other kids, learning new skills that they wouldn't probably learn anywhere else.
Yeah. So for the adventure only, it's 3 days a week. And then again, they are all in. So you're getting the homeschool environment and community, you're getting the adventure programs, and we've also added in the layer of Life Skills Academy. So it's pulling in financial wellness, healthy relationships, healthy living, and workforce readiness. So knowing, I mean, from a kindergarten to an eighth grader, those are all very important life skills to be developed that you don't currently get in the education system. But as far as being a successful human being,
you absolutely need it.
Yeah.
That financial wellness. I think that is so important to start teaching kids at an early age.
Yeah.
Well, some of us still haven't learned it.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing it with my six-year-old. We're doing it with my six-year-old right now on, you're doing your chores for the week. Here's your allowance. You can go buy a pack of Skittles for the instant gratification, which I'd say we probably all agree that instant gratification is one of the biggest issues right now with children today. Or you can save it and actually buy something that has a little bit more value, a little bit more sustainability to it. So those concepts can be embedded now and should be embedded now. So for us, that's really realizing while the Academy is providing a solution for our current landscape, it's been now fully pressed on us that this is actually a better way to raise our youth long term.
Well, you know what? If I had kids around this age,
yeah,
I think I would try this out. I would want to be down there to watch this, but I sure as heck would like to try this out and see what the program is, to see how since they're like I said, there's nothing left in schools anymore, and this is terrible. They can't go to band, and a lot of kids, this is the way they express themselves, singing or band or theater.
Yeah,
and this. Yeah, I mean, you've been a superintendent for schools for probably decades, Brian.
Yeah.
And when you see all this leaving, I mean, it leaves such a void.
It really does. I think one of the great things about CAA is it's an opportunity to provide a well-rounded education. As much as I enjoyed my time in public education in California, it doesn't necessarily instill a well-rounded education. It's basically a one-size-fits-all. And what always frustrated me about that was that some of the kids at the bottom get left behind, but almost even more importantly, some of the kids at the top don't reach the potential that they could reach. And those things have always bothered me. So education is going to change. Through this whole coronavirus and the COVID-19, you're going to see industry change. You're going to see the way maybe even radio changes, but you're certainly going to see the way education changes. And I think you're going to see more things like this because people are going to want to take back the power and control, and they're going to want to determine what their kids are learning, not necessarily what the state of California wants.
Yeah, we're trying to learn. We need to be looking at this coronavirus thing as an extraordinary opportunity for things like what you're doing.
Sure.
Because otherwise, you'd be out in a normal year, you'd be out trying to sell this mentally sell it to people, and you'd have a few that would say, yeah, it's okay. But now you're going to be turning people away who really aren't qualified to be home teachers and this kind of thing. You should have an abundance of people who want to get involved in this.
Want to be helped. Okay, now, let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning. My daughter's had a program almost exactly like this for 4 years down in Riverside County. And her funding, though, was coming from through the charter school program. So I was curious what their funding is coming through.
Okay. Where is your funding coming from?
Yep. So right now funding is coming through enrollment from the parents. So we currently don't have any outside private funding. It's all coming through parents paying
Parents are paying the academy. Paying the academy, but this doesn't mean that it, later on after this is established as a nonprofit, or maybe it is for a profit, I don't know, but grants and other people getting involved in this, like you've got kayak manufacturers or something.
Yeah, so we have a whole roadmap kind of, you know, once we go live September 9th, that's where we'll be pulling some levers for some outside.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Roberto. Okay, we only got a couple, a minute or so left. How do people get a hold of you all?
Yes, so if you go to www.californiaadventureacademy.com, you'll see all the information there. We're doing a Zoom call today at noon and tomorrow at noon just to get the parents together, so you could – all the information's online as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then open enrollment starts this coming Monday.
Okay. So where do they enroll at? Online.
So you'll enroll online at the website, correct.
Okay. How many people can you take? How many students can you take?
Yeah, so for the all-in, we're capping it at 135 students. Mm-hmm. So grades K through 8, 15 kids a class.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with this, and keep us appraised of what's going on with this.
Yeah.
I can see us going down there and doing a 3-minute video for Facebook.
To show
what the kids are doing and all that and getting it out. Okay, thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got did you know there's an agricultural group right here locally that helps people grow food and all those things? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. That's the bank that stood up and helped so many people. I mean, so many people during the this time when we had the PPP going on.
Yeah, and they did it for everybody.
I
mean, you didn't have to be a customer.
No, you didn't have to be a customer. You just had to be
alive.
Yeah. Well, you had to
have a need.
Yeah. You had to have a need, and they helped everybody there. There are a lot of things that Cornerstone Community Bank does for our community also. So learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Two branches in town at the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue and at 1845 California Street, right down the block from us. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM, 1468, your talk radio, Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Randall Hippling today. Yes, I know Randall's not Trish, but he's a joy to have around, too.
I like to think so.
You are, that's for sure. Where's Trish? Trish is on, I don't know where Trish is. She just says, can't make it this week. I don't ask her.
You know the story of how in Paris, at a hotel in Paris, France, I'm getting on the elevator, and in walks Trish. You know, and if, luckily I was with my wife, so you know it wasn't it one of those things you can't hide.
Strange, huh?
You can't hide.
Yeah. Yeah. luckily you're with your wife.
Yeah.
Hey, today we have us with us Providence International, and you're saying what exactly is? Oh, we have to get you down, and that's why we have microphones. I should have gotten maybe a little bit closer to you.
Yeah.
It isn't kind of an autistic thing there. What is Providence International? I'm here with Carolyn Arndt and Sean Kniep. And so tell us what Providence International is.
Providence International is a nonprofit organization, and basically what our mission is to help the at-risk people in our community by providing them with job training, job skills, mentoring, and job placement in fields of their interest and skills.
Okay. And can you give me an example how that works?
We work with different organizations and agencies within the community, such as CalWORKs and the Smart Center, and they will send us people that they feel may be qualified for some of the positions we have available. They go through the interview process, and we put as many of them to work as we possibly can. And there are a wide range of skill sets that we can utilize and a wide range of jobs that are available.
Okay. Okay, well, I see a lot of this has to do with food security. Is that correct, Carolyn?
Yes, absolutely, food security. You know, in light of the pandemic, it's been more difficult for people to source fresh local food, so we're really proud of this initiative because we're able to work with the farmers and use what they're selling and turn it around, you know, within a couple of days to ensure its freshness, and then build out these produce boxes for the people that need them.
Okay, so that's essentially what's happening here as people are growing food in their own backyard. Also, mm-hmm. you're also teaching people how to be sustainable mm-hmm. on their own property there too.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, they could. You know, you don't need a greenhouse. You could do it with a greenhouse, without a greenhouse. But we're all about education and really empowering, teaching people how to grow food and how to process it and everything.
Well, now, Sean, you're the sustainment guy for the California Adventure Academy, right? So you're the one that's going to be training them how to grow food.
There you go.
Well, I will definitely be involved with that. But we have a lot of skilled people that actually assist with that. And thanks for committing me.
Oh,
no.
That's the way they introduced you, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Too late now.
No, we're actually super excited about that program.
It is done, okay?
Yeah. No, we're very excited about that, and also working with other local schools in the area. We were just out yesterday visiting Oak Run School, and we're uh-huh. going to help them put together their little ag program there. And that's uh-huh. a K-8 school. It's a very small school. Uh-huh. But we find a great opportunity to teach all different types of disciplines within agriculture. You can do math, you can do, I mean, of course, science. And then environmental responsibility, self-sufficiency and sustainability. And as Carolyn was talking about, this is really an opportunity for us to educate, especially with things that have been going on with the pandemic and mm-hmm. the fallout of the pandemic and the disruption in our food supply chain.
What brought you to this interest in doing this?
Actually, Providence International has been doing work around the world for 20 years now, and we're in nations all around the world. We specifically target those nations with the most poor populations, and we have a microfinancing program where we go in and we set families up for life. Instead of feeding them for a day, we teach them how to sustain themselves and feed themselves. We, about 5 years ago, decided that we needed to focus more on local needs and our local community. And that gave birth to our agritourism location, which is down on Riverland Drive. A lot of people have noticed the large geodesic globe down there off of Riverland Drive.
Yeah.
Off That's of Highway 5.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so we do grow row crops. We are putting in greenhouses so we can do year-round production. We are putting in grow containers so we can grow mushrooms and microgreens. We're putting together containers for emergency response so we can show up on a disaster site and actually have a container that is producing fresh produce right on site. Those are some of the things that we want to include, and we think of ourselves more as a movement than an end. We want to show how local communities can truly become self-sustaining and self-reliant, and all the while we are enabling the farmers to grow more, we are enabling local jobs, and we are directly impacting our community, and especially where the needs are the greatest, and that is with our lower-income population.
Now, you also have this opportunity, as I read here, to support a local community-based agricultural program where consumers can purchase a box of fresh produce through a monthly subscription.
Yes, sir.
And you can either pick it up, they're either delivered to the residents or a business where you can pick it up at. But you're kind of like going beyond that, beyond just the buying of it. You're going into, if you've got a backyard, why shouldn't you be, you know, able to have the capabilities of growing tomatoes and cucumbers? And I can't. I mean,
something other than a swimming pool?
Something that, well, I have one of those. Yeah. So I have all this land out there. Yeah. But my father-in-law, he lives for this. I mean, he's 89 years old, and he is out there plowing and, well, plowing, you know. It's not plowing, but he's got his road tiller out there.
Sure.
But he, you know, he has all these things growing, and he gives us, continuously gives me tomato plants, which I managed to kill off in the first week. And then he gave us a bunch of herbs, you know, a little herb garden. That lasted 2 weeks. I hope he's not listening.
Did you water?
Well, yeah, I water sometimes. And okay. I said, honey, did you water the herb garden in the last week? No, I thought you did. And we went out there, so we just kind of rolled them up and smoked them. Okay.
It's legal. It's California.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Have you ever smoked thyme? Makes it a little bit of a high, but I'm not sure. Okay, so this is a model. Are you introducing it here into our area here? Is this what's going on right now? Okay,
yes.
So how do people get into this, Carolyn?
Well, they go to our website. I have the URL right here. I don't know if I should say it. It's long.
Well, it's providencegardensofhope.org. Providence. Providencegardensofhope.org.
Exactly. Yeah, and so when you go there, you're going to see a subscribe box. You just hit that subscribe box, enter in your email and contact information, and then we work directly with our partner, Farm to Fork, to then fulfill it. So we'll use produce from our crops, other crops, give it to Farm to Field.
Field to Fork.
Yeah, Field to Fork. And they will then build the boxes with everything and then deliver them.
Now, I understand, I don't know if this is true, but it says that you all rent the property, 40 acres of land on Riverland Drive. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's about 53 acres, I believe.
Okay.
And it's actually a long-term lease with the City of Reading,
mm-hmm.
and we are actually working closely with the City of Reading and Shasta College to develop that area, not just that property as an agritourism location, but also the river trail that runs behind it. And we're also working with BLM to expand that trail up through their property and really incorporate this into our educational piece. These nature trails will be an opportunity to educate people on native plants and species and uses and so forth.
And you're working with Shasta College on this with the horticultural group over there?
Yeah, actually, we have a great working relationship with Shasta College.
Yeah, she was just on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Talking. Oh, yeah, we have Shasta College on once a month, and they just come in with amazing things. But
yeah, they do. They're amazing.
We're going to take a break here. We're with the Providence Gardens of Hope. Can I say that?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is that okay? And because that's the title on it, with Sean Kniep, who's the COO, and Carolyn Arndt, who is the marketing director. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by, it's not too late to make up for being locked in with your loved one for 3 months. In fact, some of us are still locked in with our loved ones because we choose to do that, because we really like that, and the fact we can't go out and do things. So I know that possibly you may have said something or done something or a variety of things. Well, go down to Four Winds Jewelry. They have a special case down there that says, I'm sorry, in so many different levels that you can go in and see Rebecca and say, you know, I may have gone over the line. Rebecca goes, Carl, I understand. Go over to case number one that starts with the emeralds and work your way down from there. Four Winds Jewelry, great people down there. I may have a little fun with this. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They are great people. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits?
Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Court Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM with Carl Bott and Randall Hempling today. You've got some big shoes to fill, at Randall, with Trish. Trish at this point has been,
I'm sure she's happy to hear that you think she has big feet.
I don't know how else I could have put that.
By not saying anything.
By not saying anything, but you're right. And we're here with Carolyn Arndt, who is the marketing director. And Sean Kniep, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Providence Gardens of Hope. And we're talking about with everything that's been going on with the food problems and the COVID, and people are thinking of ways being more sustainable themselves and getting maybe eating fresher foods, living a healthier lifestyle. And they have an organization here that you can purchase a box of fresh produce, either, for a couple people or for a full family, that it's delivered to you once a week, and it's a monthly subscription. It costs around $120, but that's your produce for the week. And if you go out and you...
For the month, wouldn't it be?
No, that's... Yeah, that's 120. Yeah. $125 is for the month.
For the month.
For the month. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, but that's your produce each week for a month.
Yes.
A little bit different, and you can add things to it like eggs or honey, homemade bread. I mean, you've got that
also
ability.
Also proteins. You could add all the protein meat.
Okay. You can
meat add. And dairy.
Now that's going to change. It changes the prices, but then.
Yes.
But again, you get it delivered to your house.
Yes.
And it's from local.
It is.
Local farmers, they're not bringing it in. So what this means is you don't have that 2 week in transit time, and they have to pick it a certain way. And then if you go in the back of stores, they have all these charts up to show you what a banana looks like.
Yeah.
Seriously. Okay, when a banana gets to this, you've got to do this kind of thing. And other organic foods, you might say, out there. Okay, this is really a great idea. Plus, you have classes for people on how to grow.
Yeah, well, actually, we are in the process right now of putting together quite a few different video series that people will be able to go to our website and view. And we just want to focus on things that are specific and applicable to the local agriculture, things that grow well in this area, high density nutritious food that people can literally grow for themselves. It's a much more healthy way. It's and the other thing too is that I don't want to take focus off of, we have a lot of local farmers that have a lot of capacity to grow far more than what they are growing right now. farmers have to look at what market do I have available, and that's really what determines how much they grow. Many times, more than not, they could grow more than they do, and they would if they knew that they had a market for it.
They could put another 100 tomato plants in.
Exactly.
And, like this. And everybody knows down in Churn Creek, there's just hundreds of acres down there that are just the best farmland in the world.
Absolutely. It is actually the best soil in California, as a matter of fact, so you're not far off.
I know. And, you know, and I can, you know what? I just can't figure out why they're not growing down there. What do you, okay, that's a different subject.
It actually, it's really not, though, because that's exactly what we're encouraging. If you have a place like that, and you have a couple acres out back,
why aren't
you don't
doing
have
that?
The time to
you're,
farm it,
yeah.
Talk to us, and yeah. we'll get people over there. Yeah, we'll
you'll
co-op.
What a great idea that is. Yeah. If somebody, you know what?
That's it's. Let me get a couple of particulars here. First of all, you mentioned it, but I'm presuming this is organic.
Yes, sir. All of our practices are organic.
Okay, and then the box that a person receives is based on what's coming ripe at that time.
Yes,
as opposed to some selection. So. You don't know. It's kind of a surprise box, but it's going to be. But it's a varietal. I mean, there's lots of different things in there. And Lord help you if you ever sent me Brussels sprouts. I mean, just come on.
you can select the additions.
Can you say things? Never send me Brussels sprouts.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can do that. Okay.
You can always share it with your neighbor. You know,
that's true.
We encourage sharing.
Somebody's going to explain to me why all the restaurants think that's just so cool to have grilled Brussels sprouts.
Well, I tell you, if you haven't, you know what? Just for that, I'm going to.
Yeah,
during the break, we'll get you some Brussels sprouts.
I mean, I like Brussels
sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts.
Well, yeah, but not with every meal.
That's true. You know,
well, yeah, that's a little over the top.
Childhood memories coming back.
You have eggs, bacon, and Brussels sprouts.
Well, I thought they were little. My mother told me they were little cabbages.
Well, so, yeah, you know, I think
so
my
that's the only reason I ate them.
Okay, so if you've got farmable land, just call you guys and say, look,
absolutely.
I'm not using it. And you all will set up that whole process out there.
Yeah, we would love to.
Does that include, like, irrigation or whatever that takes?
Yeah, we would set up everything. Basically, what we agree with is they provide the land and the water and if we need electricity.
Mm-hmm.
And then collectively we decide how they can best utilize their property. And then we will go in and run it for them. And so rather than having 2 or 5 acres out back that is just overgrown with weed and
did they have access then to that too?
I mean, of course.
If I'm letting you use my land, can I go out there and pick a tomato and that?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So but because it's seasonal, does that mean is that you're not gonna be getting tomatoes all through the year, or is that where your greenhouses come into effect, or what?
That's a great question, and the answer is yes. That is where our greenhouses come into play. Also, too, we are in the process of setting up a food preservation and processing center because, unfortunately, right now, of the food grown, good food grown, 30% of it right off the top goes to waste. And that is, you know, from the time that it's harvested to the time that it's purchased at the store or the market. And that, in large part, is because the produce can't always get to where it needs to go in time.
Yeah.
And because
wants
of the limited
tomato.
Yeah. No.
And then, okay, this sounds great. We're running out of time. So this is so much information here. But if you go online to...
Providence Gardens of Hope, and gardens is plural, so providencegardensofhope.org, or call us directly at 530-215-1032 and ask for me, Carolyn Art.
Okay.
I'll get you set up.
And one of the things you mentioned when we were offline that it's important that people use your online site to order.
Yeah, absolutely. We would love it if you could order through our website.
Of course.
Because we get a percentage of the proceeds, and then that money is reinvested back into the
community. That covers your overhead.
Yeah.
So it's important that you go through us, or if you can't and you call Field the Farm directly, make sure you tell them how you heard about it so that we get credit.
Well, you know what? This is something that, you know, frankly hadn't heard of it. I mean, I see that garden down there off of...
I wonder what that geodesic...
You know, the one down there by the river at Caldwell Park? There's
yes,
there's like a public garden in there or something like this. But something like this, you know, if I had a half an acre, mm-hmm. you know, which I don't. But if I did, I'd call you guys right up mm-hmm. and say, I got the water, I got the electricity. If you want to grow things out here, that is absolutely fine with me.
We would love
as long as I have access to, you know, part of it. Yeah. And, you know, it's not like two of us are going to be eating, you know,
well, you can invite
tomatoes.
A couple of your friends along.
Yeah. Sure. Out there, we're all, you know, weeding.
We all eat.
Okay, again, this is the name of the operation is Providence Gardens of Hope. You can go online to providencegardensofhope.org or give them a call at 530-215-1032. And as this goes on, I want you to come back and explain to me what frass poop is. But that's for another show.
Oh, great. We look forward to that. And oyster mushrooms. So we have
I know what oyster mushrooms are. Okay, we get back. Randall and I are going to kind of turn it loose about what's happening in our world today.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Getting movement toward a detente, both sides have underscored how entrenched negotiations are and blamed each other for the stalemate. Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer released a joint statement that said Mnuchin had made an overture to meet but also made it clear that the White House wasn't moving on either the price tag of the legislation or what should be in it. It's unclear what, if anything, could break the stalemate. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Unemployment claims dropped below 1 million last week, the first time that's happened since March. The Trump administration planning to ask Congress for $105 billion to help reopen the schools. Vice President Pence says it's just part of the aid the administration wants to provide to help get children safely back into the classroom.
We know that it's best for our kids. We don't want them to fall behind academically, but also we don't want our kids to miss out on the counseling that they receive, special needs services, as well as all the nutrition programs that are available just at our schools.
No details yet, but President Trump announcing what he calls an historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. A huge wildfire north of Los Angeles near Lake Hughes. L.A. County Sheriff's Captain Ron Schaefer says evacuees being asked to remain in their vehicles out of COVID-19 concerns.
If they have the resources that they can find hotels away from their primary home, that will work. Otherwise, at this particular location, they will be staying in cars and they can have small animals.
And he spoke with KNBC-TV. On Wall Street right now, the Dow down about 55 points, while the S&P is 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gold prices keep climbing and just hit an all-time high. COVID-19 and battered global economies are sending investors to the safe haven of physical gold to avoid losing value in their IRAs, 401ks, and stocks. Don't stand on the sidelines and wonder what the stock market is going to do next. Protect and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have valid concerns and we have simple solutions for all needs and budgets. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers as well as veterans. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process to transfer any portion of your IRA, 401k, or stocks into the long-term safety of a gold IRA today. Call 800-GOLD-IRA and ask for our free gold guide. That's 800-465-3472. 800-GOLD-IRA. Grow your financial future with the rising value of physical gold and protect yourself during this worldwide crisis. Call the leader, American Bullion. 800-GOLD-IRA.
Public health experts in Spain warn the country's losing round two in the fight against the coronavirus. Spain, like many other countries, dealing with a second surge of COVID-19 infections.
This fresh wave of infections comes not even 2 months after the country beat back the first round of the virus. A group of 20 leading Spanish public health experts is demanding an independent investigation to identify errors and weaknesses in Spain's response to the pandemic. The country is struggling more than its neighbors in effectively combating the virus.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. The UN estimates that 43% of schools around the world don't have access to water and soap for basic hand washing. New report comes as countries wrestle with when and how to safely reopen schools amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The report from the World Health Organization and UNICEF. News and analysis at townhall.com. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis does not appear to have any political ambitions beyond the Sunshine State, at least not at this time.
In an interview, the Republican said it was a safe assumption he would run for a second term as governor.
DeSantis said of speculation that he'll mount a White House bid, it's not coming from me, I'm just doing a day at a time. DeSantis rose from his freshman year in Congress to governor of the nation's third largest state in just 8 years and has been viewed as a potential GOP candidate for president. After narrowly defeating Democrat opponent Andrew Gillum in 2018, he forged ahead on environmental initiatives and a teacher pay raise that won plaudits from Democrats and could insulate him from partisan attacks during his reelection. Bernie Bennett reporting.
College football fans are pumped up. The Big 12 Conference plans to play this fall, joining the Atlantic Coast and Southeastern Conferences in taking to the field amid COVID-19. The Big 10 and Pac-12 previously announced that they would not play in the fall. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 13th of August, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. My co-host is Randall Hempling. Trish is off in the ethernet someplace.
Enjoying.
Oh, yeah. And I'm here, of course, with Sue, who's going to give us news and weather, accident reports, and a COVID update. A quick COVID update.
Okay. No stock report?
The stock report comes at different times.
Oh, okay.
Today, sunny and hot with a high of 101 and a low of 67. Tomorrow's high, 106 degrees now with a low of 73 with an excessive heat watch going into effect as of tomorrow that will continue through Sunday night. Now, for Saturday, highs between 109 and 111 with a low of 74, 105 for Sunday as lows drop down in the 70s overnight. Then for Monday, it looks like temperatures soaring up to 107 and 110 by Tuesday, 108 by next Wednesday, lows in the 70s. So just be aware, once again, excessive heat in the North Valley. Taking a look at your road conditions, a traffic collision, unknown injuries at Van Dusen Road. Near the Trinity River, so be careful. It's a quarter mile just south of Homestead. Also, a traffic collision earlier this morning at Gas Point Road and Happy Valley Road. They're still in the vicinity. Apparently, they are currently investigating that incident, so just be aware. They do have authorities in the area that are investigating that incident. A COVID update for you here in Shasta County. There are 8 new cases that were confirmed as of yesterday. How many negative tests confirmed? 437. So far, 27,080 tests have been taken, 26,604 negative, only 40 active cases in Shasta County at this time, 2 people hospitalized. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, all that information is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, a great couple, Chuck and Judy Kinney, that help our community in so many different ways out there. They've won an award from the state for hiring veterans. You know, they are just a great company. You know, propane is propane. It's the customer service and the people behind it. That's what you're buying, and you're getting the very best from Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and you give a call at 365-3793. So I'm here with Randall Hempling, and people go, that name sounds familiar, so let me give him a quick intro.
I've had it for almost 75 years.
Almost. I want to be like you in 3 more years, too. Randall was, when I first met him, he was the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yep. Privileged to be there.
But in his life, he has done everything from driving 18-wheelers to being a professional gambler.
A
card player. Okay, there's a difference there.
He was paid to
play cards.
That was my year and a half out of healthcare. I spent 50 years in healthcare, and in a year and a half, I spent in the casino industry and doing that.
He has ridden his motorcycle without a windscreen cross country twice.
Yeah.
And
20 years ago, it was at Sturgis.
And then when it was really Sturgis.
When it was a manly and womanly thing to do.
There you go.
As opposed to just trailering up there and.
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
We're going to
talk Sturgis because we've both been there several times. But then, you were the president or the CEO of the Partnership Health Plan for the Northern?
I was part of the organizing group here that brought Partnership in, which is the Medi-Cal payer provider for this area of Northern California. And then I was privileged to be, I'm still on the board. I'm on the finance committee and CEO evaluation committee and several other committees. But I was privileged to be chairman for the last 2 years. So,
well, you know, one thing about that, and you hear this, is one of the things when you say to me, and to me it's extremely important, is the overhead.
Yeah, Partnership Health Plan is it's we'd think of it as an insurance company, but insurance companies are allowed to take 15% off the top if they provide for the Medi-Cal program. That's, I'm talking about Anthem and Centene, and the state wanted to bring those groups into here, and locally we organized, and we got, you know, Jim Nielsen, and we got Republicans and Democrats in this area to support us running our own and taking the money here and managing it here, and we do it for about 4% overhead.
As opposed to
15%. And all of that money that is saved, we plow right back into the area.
And approximately, just in millions,
how much is that? $210 million a year that we save. We have a $2.5 billion budget.
This is Randall Hemplin. Okay. Sturgis, South Dakota.
That's a neat segue.
It is. Healthcare, because we talked about it a little bit earlier when you mentioned it. You've ridden the Sturgis.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now they're having their rally, their annual rally. I think it's the 80th this year. Now, I don't know how many people are there. They said that they usually can get up to 500,000 people from all over the world come rolling into Sturgis, a town of 7,000 people. And let's just, you know, if you just look at it financially, I think it's like the third or fourth largest moneymaker.
There's absolutely for
South
nothing
Dakota.
In Sturgis.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
It's a nice flat piece of land in the Black Hills area that
It has a bunch of bikes. Yeah, and it has a bunch of empty storefronts. And you go, oh, that's too bad. No, those empty storefronts are there for 10 days a year.
That's right.
For one reason. For 10 days a year, every one of those storefronts are taken.
They're all bars.
People.
Yep.
Well, no, they're tattoo parlors.
Sell your t-shirts and stuff.
And you're right. But as far as being a financial gain to South Dakota, this is huge.
It's massive.
This is massive that every motel for probably 100 miles in a circumference circle around Sturgis itself.
Yeah.
If it's
Deadwood,
center,
Rapid City.
Deadwood, Rapid City, Sundance, all those places are filled up. It's a huge, huge financial boon to that state and those parts of Wyoming in there.
Oh, yeah.
And people traveling through. Well, this year, and then South Dakota doesn't have mask rules. They've pretty much handled, for a variety of reasons, mainly
not a lot of people
the social distancing.
It's
like Modoc County.
By definition, South Dakota is social distancing.
It is that. It's like Modoc County.
Yeah.
Modoc County has no cases now. They've had two cases, maybe four in the whole time, and it's because Modoc County's been social distancing for 200 years.
Yeah.
It's the same thing up there in South Dakota.
Yeah.
People are calling the I see these things again. Maybe we can talk about Facebook in a while. They're calling the people that go there murderers. I saw that. They're murderers.
I haven't seen that, but I don't doubt it that people would say
You know, and because they're going to go there, they're going to go, and there's going to be around all these people, and then they're going to go home and kill people with the COVID.
Yeah.
Not with a gun, not with a knife, but with COVID. And there seems to be a great deal of, angst among people about the ones attending the rally.
Well, it's like,
what do you think?
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody should be doing any mass gathering anywhere right now. I mean, it's just, as a healthcare provider for all these years and a health planner and health system design guy, this is not the time to have any type of gathering. Now, flip on that. I mean, let's just talk locally. I fully believe that Shasta County ought to be just pretty well open, except that everybody needs to be wearing a mask, and we need still not have mass gatherings and, you know, keep our social distance and don't shake hands and these kinds of things, and we'd have this thing under control. I honestly believe that based on factual information, not just a, you know, desire.
But wouldn't you say that we pretty much in Shasta County have this under control?
Yeah, I think we do, you know, and
But it could get easily out of control if we didn't, you know. And I'll just use an example. I'm a member of my church, and I was in the regathering group. We're trying to figure out how to get back open. We've been doing everything online, and it's working fine. But I don't think we should have everybody going to church and singing. That's a gathering. That's a group of people that are going to be swapping spit, you know, pretty much with each other. And unless they're masked, it is, becomes dangerous.
What if they're separate? What if they're
well,
spread
if they're separate,
out?
If they're spread out and wearing masks, then that's, you know, that's fine. But you can't have people sitting, you know, beside each other and doing all this, because they found that a lot of these things that have come from the outbreaks have been family gatherings, church, choir, things of this nature where people are gathering together, kids, schools, you know, this idea that kids can go to school and it's optional to wear a mask, come on.
I don't think it's optional until after third grade.
Well,
from first to third
but
grade.
But I'm talking about nationally. You saw what happened in Georgia. You know,
yeah, 900 students got quarantined.
Yeah.
But let me go back into taking a break.
Yeah.
Because Sue is banging on the window glass.
Oh, she wants to take a break.
She's going, caw, caw. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers.
Now, we will go back to Sturgis when we get to
But I want to go back into this thing about, because I value your opinion, and the reasons why I think people went to Sturgis and what it does for people, that these people that wanted to go there.
Yeah.
And I heard things saying, these people must be dumb. These people must be have no brain in their head. Well, you know as well as I do. Psychologists, doctors, lawyers,
yeah,
heads of big companies, you know, people that, you know, just you're such a variety of people. They're not intellectually challenged at all. So, but we'll get into that when we get back. Hey, Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, during this time frame, Sharon has stepped up because there's a lot of people that need help but can't find that caregiver. Well, she's looking for amazing people to join her team right now. If this is something you think you want to do, whether it's full-time or part-time, you can give Sharon a call at 226-8350. She'll schedule you when you can work. And if you are an individual looking for some help for your family, looking for some help for somebody that may have just had an operation and can't get around as well while you're working, give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Learn more at RainHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And we'll be right back after these messages, 8/16 and the 13th of August.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without Christ. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Redding area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl Bott, Randall Hempling here today, 8:20 in the morning here on the 13th of August, 2020. The temperature is, somewhere around 74, going up to 102 today. Yeah, you know, I'm still not feeling pushed yet. 102.
Yeah, it's dry heat.
Dry heat. Now, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. You had enough of, worrying about plumbing, toilet paper, you know, can I get into a store and all that? Why don't you go to Northern California's premier retirement community, give Brian a call at 238-5981, ask him about the advantages and the great way of living at River Commons Senior Living. Located right downtown, gourmet chefs, transportation if you need it, a place to put all your stuff and live, have a great time while you then go out and visit the world when this finally happens again.
Yeah.
They're very pet friendly. I mean, the whole thing, the whole enchilada is at River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. I'm here with Randall Hempling. And he and I don't agree on some things. We agree on other things. And we were talking about, let's slide back into Sturgis, then I'm going to come into Shasta County from there. Okay. My comment on that page was, it's still a free country.
Yeah, indeed.
It's a free country that many people, the only time that they take their vacation centered around that ride to Sturgis. For many people, that trip is a way to handle the rest of the year. They go there. They pretend that they're up.
Yeah, they pretend they're bikers.
Whatever they pretend they are.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, whatever they pretend they are, they're there. They go stay at the Buffalo Chip Campground where it's a lot of wild and crazy things happen. They go to outdoor concerts. On my birthday a couple years ago, Linda and I went to Sturgis, ZZ Top, not 20 feet away from me on the stage, doing the same show they did right down here at the Civic Auditorium, almost the same show. I think it cost us a total to get in there for maybe $15. And standing there, and of course, you had to listen to the bikes that are revving and all this. Okay. But this is, you know, this is the ultimate, hey, biker freedom. you know, wind in my knees, yeah. my hair blowing, because there's no helmet rules there. Now they will kill 12 to 14 people a year.
Oh, yeah. That's planned.
That's just, they have that already planned. That's written into it.
Yeah.
But this is the kind of, I think, the mental picture they have. You can't tell me what to do.
Well, that's one of the beauties of having a free country. And, you know, we can't travel elsewhere now because no other country will allow us in because we're effectively a third world country in terms of our control of this virus. They need the outlet. I have no problem with people riding their bikes to Sturgis in the middle of this thing. I mean, there's nothing more beautiful than seeing this country on top of a bike.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I went through Yellowstone, came in from the north, mm-hmm. and it opened up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and there's the mist rising, all of those things, it's just beautiful. At 45 miles an hour, it's just outstanding.
Going by the Grand Tetons.
Yeah, you can feel it, you can smell it, you can literally taste it, thing, and you get hit with more things than you can ever imagine when you're riding along it. Without a windshield. That's pretty manly, I think. Yeah.
Wherever.
So, of course, I always look, you have your special way of waving at other bikes that are going the other way. And if it's a rice burner, you give them a one finger wave. And then you do a sideways if it's somebody that's got a Harley.
Yeah.
And then if it's a really good Harley, you give them a low five.
The low five. The low five. You're going by that low five to people.
Yeah. Give them a low five. Yeah.
But it's still a lot of people in one spot.
It is. And that is as much as possible should be avoided. I mean, stay outdoors. As long as they're staying outdoors, when they crowd up in the bars, that's a risk. I mean, that's a straight-out risk, and it should be avoided. I would avoid it if I were there right now. And if I were still riding, if I hadn't given my bike to my son-in-law, I would be up there right now, possibly. But I definitely would be
off. We missed our chance, buddy, to ride together up there.
Yeah.
That would have been a great time, you and me. And let Barbara and Linda worry about it or follow us in a car.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: is a lot of the activities are outside. You go for rides to see all of the different things out there. But you are right; there's bars, but there's also the outdoor bars, Broken Spoke, and all those
places.
If you're
staying out, but I would wear a mask.
Okay,
even outdoors because they are close together, I would wear a mask to protect other people.
And that's the bottom line on this. We wear a mask. Linda and I wear. You're wearing a mask right now, in fact.
Yeah.
And reminded me about hand sanitation. Because people come in and you shake hands with them.
Yeah, you slipped and shook hands with one of our guests here, both of you kind of blanched at the same time. Went, knew you'd done something wrong.
She started it though.
Blame it on the woman.
Which is kind of one of the problems of my life when I was a lot younger.
Yeah,
she started it, I kind of went along with it.
That's
anyway. but look at all the crowds of the protests, far outnumber the number of people at Sturgis. And yet, but the health organization, there's been no spikes from that.
Well, neither of them should exist without a mask. I mean, I'm just really big on the mask. If you wear a mask and you wash your hands and you try as best possible to social distance and we don't have big gatherings, we get this thing under control. Every other country has. Every other major country, modern country, has.
What about Sweden? What's Sweden's way of handling that?
Well, Sweden took a unique tack. They had far more cases and far more deaths than the people around.
At first.
Well, and they just chose that way. They decided.
They went for the herd. They went immunity.
They went for the quick spike and let's get this over with kind of thing.
And it worked for them.
But the thing people are forgetting about with this disease is you don't know the long term effects. I mean, people say, you get it and you get over it. Well, they're finding it's not just a lung disease. It's a vascular disease. It affects the heart. So let's just say they do away with Obamacare, which, the Supreme Court, there's an attempt to do that. And now pre-existing conditions are no longer covered. And now everybody that's had an infection with this, everybody has a pre-existing condition. So an insurance company can jack up your rates. In fact, you can do it now. I mean, those of us that have Medicare and buy a supplemental insurance, if you don't buy your supplemental or you let it lapse, the insurance company does not have to guarantee your rate. So they can jack up the rate and for pre-existing conditions and everything else. And what if you get COVID? I've got a good friend that I tried to get him to come on the show, and he
yeah,
was
that's right.
Yeah, he's
because he had COVID, right?
Yeah, he had COVID. He's in the hospital.
Yeah,
you know, and he's still recovering. He lost 20 pounds. This is a guy like in his early 50s, no precondition, no diabetes, none of these other things. Damn near killed him.
I would never argue against that COVID is not a deadly disease.
But now he's going to be, you know, there's a high possibility he's going to have heart issues, he's going to have all these things for the rest of his life, but it is going to be a pre-existing condition for him forever.
We got to take a break. As we come back, I want to talk about what's going on up here because, you know, you see a lot of different things, and you've got ends with in the medical community. I only know people... I don't know anybody personally that's had COVID. I know people like you who's got a friend, and I trust everything you say. You know, so I believe that. And I know somebody else whose brother or sister, whose sister-in-law had it, who's in the health industry.
Yeah.
So she's exposed to it. And my daughter, who is a nurse down in Albuquerque, I mean, the way she masks up and protects herself when she goes in there, a face plate, and all the other stuff.
New Mexico's in bad. I mean, the tribes, the Indian tribes are really bad.
That is the problem that they've run into. The Navajo Reservation, which she said in the first week when this thing started to explode, she says, I am so concerned about the reservation, the Navajo Reservation, because she used to work on it.
Yeah.
And she said, it's going to be devastating. And she was absolutely right. And it still is. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. And speaking of insurance, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. This is a good question to ask Judy. You know, I've got this health insurance plan, and I've had COVID. Or what happens if I have COVID? Is this going to have an impact on the cost of my health insurance? Or how do I handle this? And that's a great question that she knows the answer to. So give Judy Maxwell a call when it comes to health insurance, homeowners insurance, any type of insurance needs. I have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She is just absolutely fantastic. And she's been helping people since 1993. Two different portions of her business, insurance and financial. Give them a call. 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Randall Hempling, Carl Vaught. It is 8:30 in the morning here on the 13th. 74 degrees out there, going up to 102.
Get your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to B5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. And at 8:13 in the morning, if you're just getting up right now, good morning. I hope you have a great cup of coffee and you're sitting back listening here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop has been in the business decades. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment only. And they've been doing that thing for over a year, way before the COVID started. You can give them a call at 244-9478. There's 10 minutes in between customers. So as they spray the chair and make sure that everything has been sanitized on the chair, you get a disposable drape that goes around you. They wear a disposable apron each time. Their equipment there is sanitized in the barbicide, as they call it. It kills off any germs. They wear a mask. You wear a mask. You're not going to get any safer getting a haircut. In fact, it's safer in that barbershop than it probably is any place like Lowe's or any of these big box stores. And like I said, they work on appointments only, and they are man's last stronghold. Think about it. Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and we discussed Sturgis that he doesn't have really a problem at all. If people wear masks there.
Yeah, if they wear masks,
I saw masks there.
Yeah.
I saw many more not masked.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Who would you guess, or what group, has made a boatload of money during the COVID crisis? Healthcare related.
Oh, wow.
Insurance companies.
Oh, insurance companies.
Yeah, well, and why? Because people haven't been going in for elective surgeries. People haven't been going for other reasons into the hospital. So they've made a boatload of money. And the people who are not making money are the hospitals. And of course, what that tells you is that they're fee for service, and they really want you sick, and they want you hurting, so that you come in and get a surgery. No, I'm not kidding. I mean, that's our healthcare system. It's not like, I mean, there are a few systems like Kaiser, which really wants to keep you well because they don't want you to go in their hospital because they have a total cost system.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the unique aspect of our system. But right now, I think United Health posted $4.5 billion profit first quarter. But the beauty of it, and this is one of the nice things about Obamacare, is that they have to spend their money that they take in their premiums. They got to spend 85% of it on real health care, 85% on group policies, and 80% on individual policies. So they're making this huge profit now, but they're going to have to pay that back, which means about half of that we'll have to come back in lowered premiums next year. So,
well, that's what happens with our car insurance, if you've noticed that, especially in California. My company for a car insurance,
on Mutual,
USAA, they've started, they've said, okay, you're getting a discount. We're taking this much off each month because the amount of wrecks, the amount of driving has dropped dramatically.
But this is forced by, see, it used to be that the health insurance companies were making between 30% and 35% profit.
Right.
Honest to God, they were making that much money on health because you know, they didn't care if costs went up. They just added on to their piece of it. But but that was one of the things that happened with the Affordable Care Act, is they are actually required to spend money on health care. So you should see your rates go down, your group rates and everything else go down in the next year when they come out with the new rates, because they have to pay that money back.
Okay.
Give it back. So it's kind of nice that there are some things in the act that people
Well,
enjoy.
You know, things too is Casey Fatch comes on from Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Taggart comes on, and the things they were saying was the emergency rooms were just empty, maybe 30% of what they usually had, and what bothers them about that is people are holding back going into the emergency room because they were afraid of catching COVID, and they were letting conditions that they needed to be seen on just get worse.
Yeah.
And so now they're seeing people that should have been in there 2 months ago. Now the conditions are a lot worse. Now they've got to treat it in a different way, as you know.
And in a more expensive way, actually, because they put off that care.
Well, let's bring this kind of back to the Shasta County area here. Shasta County, you know, we've got people calling for the firing of Shuler and the resignation of McGreeny. Not a lot of people, but some people, because they weren't enforcing, the rodeo and then the
it's not their job
and the rodeo and then the Turtle Bay or the Sundial Bridge
Sundial Bridge thing
or the protest of 1,500 people in one spot there, but my answer to that is, let's take a look at Shasta County. You know, whatever we're doing here is working. We have a very low infection rate, and what people don't talk about is the percentage that gets well. We have two people in the hospital. Yes, it's serious.
Two in the ICU.
Yeah. And so the question is that, you know, one thing, of course, is an advantage is that Redding is 60 square miles, and Shasta County is so big. And
there's only about 90,000 people here.
Yeah, and if you cut this in half, we may see it's something different. But we seem to be doing, as most of the North State seems to be handling this and got our arms around it, and yet we're still being treated like we're like San Francisco.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. And as I mentioned to you, it's like Partnership Health Plan when they brought that in. That was going to be a one-size-fits-all for all the rural counties. And we fought against that, and we're quite successful. And it would be nice if we were able to do that again. But I would warn people that if we get it, if we are allowed, you know, and that sounds terrible, if we're, you know, kept off the stepchild list for a while, if we're allowed to do it, we got to do it right. You can't just go running out there and, you know, everybody filling up the bars masks. And
we must have been doing it right because our numbers were low.
Yeah.
So whatever we were doing before, if we just did the same thing.
We were doing it just fine. Our restaurants don't accommodate that many people, and they've been spread out. And some of our restaurants are so small that they can't be in business and only have half the clientele.
That's right.
Some don't have an outside
area.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love Cleary's, but there's no way I'm sitting on that parking lot.
No.
You know?
Well, look at Black Bear Diner. They put a big tent out there and air conditioning because they can do that.
Yeah.
Most can't do that.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Bob, good morning. You have a comment?
Good morning. First, we had a great meeting, rally at the Board of Supervisors meeting, Town Hall, and I want to thank the Board of Supervisors for an evening meeting. That's the first one in over
10 years. Maybe that they can start doing this on a regular basis. I'd like to see them do it at least once a month, do this, because it does allow more people to show up that, you know, have jobs that just can't get down there for that. And I hope that they see the number of people that are there. Yeah, there's a lot of things going on right now, but to keep trying this give it a 6 month try where they have an evening meeting and that people start to be able to go back into the board and have a seat and all this. Anyway, what's your question?
Hey, I'm involved with the recall movement here, and I see people all the time of coming into there. They're very upset with state government and the fact that restaurants and businesses are being shut down arbitrarily. The mask mandate, I disagree with your guest. I respectfully do that. That it's not a legal order. It's being touted as an order, and it's out there before. And we've had the Sundial Bridge rally. We've had the Back to Blue rallies. We've had the Cottonwood Rodeo. And we haven't seen a spike in these cases. One case and one death is one too many. We all agree with that. But we see the flu every year and people die, and it's not a crisis where they shut down the economy and destroy businesses. And when we were at the rally and you had the town hall meeting on Tuesday, it was amazing to see the people and the testimonies they had to say. And I certainly hope that the Board of Supervisors listened. I know they've got a over $18 million dangled in front of them from the state, from through the federal government, through the state to them, and then they're being leveraged by the state. Or if we will, basically blackmail, do this or this or this, or I'm not going to give you this money. But we're spending money now that we don't really have in the bank with the hopes that we get this $18 million given to us. I'm very concerned, and I wish that our Board of Supervisors listen. And like you said, Carl, I totally agree. Evening meetings like the city of Reading does is the way to go. And also, I'll go one better. We need to go to the rural outlying areas once a month with a nightly meeting. And we have a problem out there with the Fountain Wind Project in Bernie. We need to be in Bernie. We don't need down here, especially when the EIR is out now. And we can't meet here in the planning department and have a review of the EIR. So we're having to do it online. And we need to have our Board of Supervisors hear what the issues are out in person. Well, I would thank you what you're doing.
Well, good comments. You know, Bob, those are good comments. And let me tell you what I think about the going out to the outlying areas. Hell yes. Why is our Board of Supervisors hiding in that? Hiding in their offices.
Building. It's our building.
It's our building. Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about during the week, you know, that they've got their, you know, got their offices there, you know, once a week. And it used to be 52 or 50 weeks a year they would meet. It's down to 32 now. That to me is also troubling. But why don't they at least once a quarter or even every other month have a meeting out in Bernie or someplace else where the people that can talk to them about those issues. Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't. That's their job. They're public servants. Amen. We're paying their salaries. They need to get off there.
That.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, Bob. Thanks a lot. Got to take
thank
a break.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Okay.
You know, first of all, Bob, thank you for respectfully disagreeing. That's always nice.
See,
and
this is
nice
the way candid.
Yeah, we can do this. I want to point out a couple of things. People are always comparing this to a flu. It is not a flu. And the flu does kill people. A vaccine for the flu generally works, but only about half the people get it. That's why we have a number of people dying. But interesting fact that just come up, you know, the southern hemisphere has seasons exactly the opposite of ours. And they've just, you know, they're in the middle of their winter now. And their flu is way, way down. And the reason that their flu is way, way down is because people are wearing masks and they're not shaking hands. The same things apply. It's how we spread disease. I would hope that, you know, we go forward in our future not having to wear masks all the time, but certainly in certain situations, too. But we need to stop shaking hands. We need to wash our hands more often. We need to do all of these types of things. And while I'm on that subject, everyone that has the ability to get to where you can get a flu shot needs to get a flu shot this year, for sure, particularly older people. And I wouldn't necessarily go down and get one right now because it takes about, you know, it takes about 2 weeks for it to fully actualize within your body. And then it has a longevity. I mean, it only lasts for 4 or 5 months. So I would, you know, certainly by the 1st of September, around the 1st of September, mm-hmm. I would get a flu shot. Because if you get double dosed with this stuff, I mean, you might as well try to protect yourself as much as
possible. And there's people that don't believe in vaccinations.
Yeah, don't believe it.
But we're not here to argue that.
Yeah, we're not going
to
argue.
I've got to take a break, though, here. And I guess appropriately, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, good place.
Yeah, one of those things that they've done is they brought in the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. And I like to talk about this. This allows the surgeon sitting at a table getting 3D high definition view when they're working inside you. It's minimally invasive surgery, less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. And they can do that without cracking your chest or opening your body up. Because as soon as you open your body up, a large opening there, that allows germs, no matter how clean the place is. And as somebody pointed out, the doctors wear masks in there, not to protect themselves, it's to protect you. Just think about that. They're also a supporter of this community. The number of things they've done to support this community, everything from a 5150 ward to just sponsoring different nonprofits is just fantastic. They are a community hospital, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Hi, this is Frank Britton, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to Rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here at 8:51 in the morning and 75 degrees out there, going up to 102 today. The weather report's always brought to you by our friends down at Shasta Gas Propane. Tomorrow, 108, and Saturday, 111. Now, I don't start getting worried until we hit that 110. You know, I mean, right. I don't start really paying attention to it until it says 110. But every time there's one of those like that, I'm on the range. And it's the most important thing you can have people bring to the range is a towel.
Yeah.
And to cover the gun up because, you know, because there's like,
grab a hot magazine.
Oh, my God. Grab a hot 1911 and see how long you hold it. And you just watch people go, oh, that's why we tell you to bring towels. That's why we bring extra towels.
I only start worrying about the heat around here when the wind picks up and then the fire danger. Yeah.
So what do you think about, okay, got elections coming up tomorrow. In fact, we have Monique Wien, one of the candidates for city council. I've reached out to all of the city council candidates, and we're going to have them on, the county supervisors. I just announced again yesterday, though I kind of knew about it already, was that Patrick Jones picked up a donation of $20,000 from Wind River or the Rancheria, on top of the $100,000 that he got
from Anselmo.
From Anselmo. Now, people are saying, "Well, you know, Anselmo's just doing it because he's going to get something." Well, no.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Not going to get anything.
Yeah.
But what he does,
I think
is,
he's doing it because he's kind of pissed.
He could be. It could be. But he's also been friends with Patrick Jones for a long time.
Yeah.
And what people don't maybe know is that Reverge has gotten in, involved in politics and political action committees. So the question is what is Steve Morgan going to do? Is he, where is he going to be getting his money from? Is it going to, because he's opposed to the wind, you know, the ranch rehabilitation.
Yeah, that was a, I think
so
it was
there's
an
money
going to
flow in there. Or is it going to be like a PAC, you know, a political action committee that's not directly tied to him, but there's a whole bunch of money coming into it. It'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be, well, it's going to be like it usually is, the normal, you know, small donations, $100 here and $100 there, which is kind of what we're used to around here.
But the a PAC,
yeah,
as you know,
yeah,
there could
be
$100,000 moved into that from one person.
Oh, yeah.
Until, yeah. And so I expect.
That sounds like a gold mine for people that sell advertising, huh?
Well, I would hope so. you know, we don't, we do not endorse anybody. And, you know, I am, Linda and I are so proud of our community, people, you know, running for office.
Yeah. That, we do have, we've got a lot of community interest here and people want to, want to do it.
So what do you think about the, I mean, the, what's going on in Reading right now? The buildings?
Oh,
the,
I think what we're doing downtown is just fabulous. And, you know, irrespective of the inconvenience of the parking lot. And thank goodness the petition failed, or appears to have failed, for Costco.
Oh,
the city council did the right thing there, as did the planning commission. And, you know, we can get that thing done. And
now, you've got actually got, you know, when we talk about
I live
this,
there.
You've got a dog in the fight.
Yeah,
here.
I'm probably that. My house is probably the closest one.
Because it's right over on the other side of your trees, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's an open space. There's some, the city waste land kind of in their drainage area. And then the Costco property. And
I
petitioned them, you know, when they first came out with it. I sent them some letters and said I would like to see. And I knew they'd have to mitigate. The traffic's going to have to be mitigated. You know, it is what it is, to quote famous people. I asked them to the night lights, to make sure the lights pointed in
instead of out,
and as opposed to out and up. Which, by the way, the Cypress Street bridge never should have been built with those lights on it, because they point upward. I moved it from New Mexico, and they don't allow that because it dilutes the sky. And also, every one of those glass things has got a hole in it. You know, they've been beaten to devil. So different issue.
Yeah.
And I asked them to try to mitigate the noise, leave as much of a tree barrier as possible to do that. And they've placed it on the property in a way that all the deliveries come in from the south side and the south and east side along the freeway. So we're not going to be affected by that.
But when you wrote them that, what did they do?
They did it. They made the changes in their plans and the like. The only thing now that I really have a concern about is that the area is completely overgrown and it's full of vagrants. And when I say vagrants, I don't mean homeless. I mean vagrants. I mean people that they come in and wander through our area every night looking for opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
They live back in there, and there's trash and everything. And it's a major fire hazard. In fact, they had to, you know, 5 years ago, they had to bring in airplanes to
right in that area
right there, because they couldn't get to the fire. So I wish the city would ask them now to get in there and fix some of that, clear it out as best possible. And I would hope that as soon as they finish whatever legal thing they have on this petition, I think they've got a few more days to count the numbers and make sure the vote is right. And
which petition?
The petition that they had against to take it to a vote.
Oh, no, they've already counted that.
Yeah, I know they counted, but the group that submitted the petition has the right for 21 days to check against what the county said.
Well, but if they were like 90% close, but they weren't even close.
They missed by a couple of thousand, as I understand.
Oh, yeah. It was like they only had, I think they had 40% of their signatures. No good.
Well, that's great.
Well, you know, but...
Because I want that, and that is going to be an economic boom. And will present a great, vibrant image of this community when you come in from the south. Because when you come in from the south now, up until they got the thing on the east side, you know, the new developments over there, you didn't see anything. You saw no community here.
You know, that there was nothing on that exit except the hotel that you can barely see the back of, and you're coming into town. And then as you drive along there, all you're going to see is the back of the homes that are on the east side that aren't the most attractive things in the world. So we need a better face when you come into this community. And that's, I mean, people will come from everywhere to go to that Costco and get gas. If you're a camper, if you're driving a big vehicle,
you're coming in,
you're
right
coming
there.
Into Costco because you got 100 gallons when you're getting 15 cents off on every gallon is a lot of money over a big trip. Yeah.
Hey, Randall, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
I always enjoy having you here. You've got you know, good comments on things. You're when you believe in something, you're pushing it. You believe in masks, and you know what, people, if this is something you don't want to do, okay, you know what, that's up to you. But there's many more people wearing masks. When I went to R&R meets a month ago, nobody was wearing masks except me and my father-in-law. I went there a couple weeks ago. Everybody was wearing masks. In fact, the ones that weren't, it was kind of like really obvious.
Remember, you wear the mask to protect other people. It says a lot about you that, you know, if you don't want to wear a mask, great, but stay home. Don't put my wife who has asthma at risk, and don't put me who's 75 years old at risk. You know, please wear a mask.
Okay. Randall Hempling, and tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have Monique Ween, I think is her name, on. She's running for city council, and we're going to have her on at 8 o'clock. We've got a couple other things going on, too, tomorrow that I think you're going to enjoy. Everybody, hey, it's the good guys against the bad guys.